He was a big and powerful man, but now his size was a drawback, not an advantage, and he had to shed his weapons before he could even fit in the shaft. As soon as he arrived, disgruntled and nervous, he waved his light across the opening and mumbled, "Be quick about it!" His rifle and ammunition belt followed after him very quickly. Lila, too, was fascinated and horrified at the carvings on the walls. "Do you suppose Ha-Rafa is like one of them?" Ben Arba was never one to bring comfort. "He is one of them, to hear the Yarim tell it. They say his den is lined with the heads of his enemies." Dr. Cooper cut off such talk with a quick question. "Do you know where we are?" Ben Arba looked about the passageway both with fascination and a very definite dread. He held his rifle ready.
"According to the local traditions, we are in the tombs, Doctor."
"Whose tombs?"
"There are local legends of horrible monsters, vicious giants, fearsome warriors. Take your pick. Ha-Rafa would call them his family, I suppose."
"I take it the Yarim spend a great deal of time down here."
"At one time, they did. They are very skillful in cutting stone and tunneling under the earth, and I am sure many of these passages and the shaft we came through were carved by their hands. But this has become a sacred place for them now, the home of their god. Only the holy men, chosen by Ha-Rafa himself, can enter here."
Dr. Cooper took a good, long look at Ben Arba. "Just how much do you really know about this place?" Ben Arba only smiled a wide, white smile and answered,
"Not everything, Doctor."
Dr. Cooper shined his light down the passageway. He could barely see that the passage turned a sharp corner far ahead, almost invisible in the darkness. "How extensive are the tombs? Any idea?"
"I believe this is only one passageway of many. Word has it that tunnels stretch for miles within the hills here. Up, down, in all directions."
Ben Arba added a solemn note.
"Anyone, anything could live down here and never be discovered."
Dr. Cooper picked up the lantern. Jerry's shoe and pick fell this way. "Let's have a look." He went first. Jay and Lila followed, and Ben Arba guarded from the rear. Step by careful step, they made their way down the cold, musty passage, their lights sweeping here and there, illuminating the